and welcome to Subspace with His Little Sophie. I'm Sophie, your effervescent hostess. This is a podcast for subbies by a subbie. This show covers things from the mundane to the sexually charged. So sit back, relax, and join the show. In today's show, we're going to talk about oral service. The show is going to be broken up into two parts. It's going to be oral service part one and oral service part two. Part one will discuss how to orally serve a male dominant. And part two will be oral service, how to please a female dominant. We will still keep the podcast format. So at the end of each part, there will be a practical exercise. So you can expect that. Let's start the class. Oral service is a highly desired service. If you look on Fed or if you look on any other forum or arena, a lot of dominants will list they're into oral sex. Oral service is basically setting up a routine of how you orally please your dominant. But before you can even get to setting up your oral service, you have to, first of all, have a technique to offer. Submissives with this skill are highly treasured. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and how that is. But the one thing about it that I find with some submissives and some of the dominants that I know is that they have a challenge in this area. Their submissive doesn't give it and they want it. They're very frustrated. So this is going to help some of the submissives out there get in touch with their inner feelings about it, and hopefully we can get past this roadblock. Many of the reasons why submissives or slaves do not offer oral service or don't like giving head is because, number one, they might not like the smell, they might not like the taste, or they might not like the viscosity of the semen. Now, the viscosity is like how thick it is, you know, because there's a variant on semen. You know, some is thin and watery or thin and milky. Some are thick and really viscous. Like, you can shoot it on the wall and it'll stick there for a while. But, you know, some slaves can't deal with that because they might have a very sensitive gag reflex. The cock might not taste good. The cock might be too large and they feel that they have a small mouth. Or, in fact, they do have a mouth that's very tiny and it's such a large cock, and every time that they suck it, that perhaps their jaw joints hurt. They also just might have a fear of rejection, of being laughed at or yelled at or teased in some way, shape, or form. They get a performance anxiety. On the other hand, you may have a submissive or slave that actually likes it, you know, that they get off on the smell of cock and the taste of it and the warmth. You know, so if you have one of those, then you're lucky and you just have to go about and set up a routine. So I guess I'm going to give this to the novice, the person that really would like to, but just have a few obstacles in their path. Before we even get into technique, we first have to talk about the male anatomy. You have to know what you're working with. Let's start with the glands of the penis or the head. So another word for the head of the penis is the glands. So if you were technically describing it to someone, you would say the glands. Now, the glands of the penis is the head part. It's the crown or the corona, and it has the little hole at the top, which is the meatus, which is basically the entrance to the urethra, but the little hole at the tip. Then you have the frenulum, which is, I like to liken it to the male clitoris. It's a triangular section on the underside of the penis, right where the head of the penis comes together. You know how it kind of looks like a mushroom cap? And if you look at it from being on your knees, your dominant is standing up, and you're looking up at his penis, you're looking at the underside. That little triangular piece right there underneath of there is the frenulum. And it's the male clitoris, and it's highly sensitive. Many men need that stimulation in order to come. So you want to make sure that you recognize where it is and become familiar with it. And if you are a visual person and not so much as an audio learner, you might want to Google it, and it's called the frenulum. Now, there's two types of frenulum on the body. So you have the frenulum of the tongue, and you have the male frenulum. So make sure you put down the male frenulum so that you can become familiar where that is. Then you have the shaft of the penis, and that's the part that's underneath the head, just the long, thick stick part. Then you have the balls, which are the testicles, which are housed inside a sac of skin called the scrotum. But if you gently lift up the balls, you will notice that there's a little gift there. There's a little bit more penis. So if you were to gently lift it up, you have the root of the penis, which is just, I like to call it an extra inch of fun. So you have the root of the penis that's located underneath the balls. And if you go a little further, you're going to come in contact with the perineum. The perineum is also called the taint or the gooch, whatever you like to call it, but I'm most familiar with the taint. So then you have the anus. After the taint comes the anus. So in good oral service, you want to make sure, well, with your oral technique, you want to make sure that you address every area of the male genitals. Depending on, if you're new and you're really hesitant, you might want to just focus on the glands, the shaft, and the balls. As you begin to release your inner slut, then you might want to focus on the root and incorporate the taint. And if you become a really dirty girl or guy, you know, you can start working with the anus. So let's review that really quick. The male genitalia that you want to concern yourself with are the glands or the head, the frenulum, which is the male clitoris, the shaft of the penis, the balls, and depending on your level of advancement, the root and the taint. Okay, so let's talk about, all right, so you might say, Sophie, all right, I'm familiar with that. Well, here's one thing you might not know. You might not know that there is an individuality in males, okay? So no two penises look alike. They come in all different shapes, sizes, and colors, okay? You have some penises that bend to the left, bend to the right, stick straight out. Don't get thrown if you come in contact with a big donkey dick that leans to the side. So, or some men have thick shafts. Now, the thickness of the shaft of the penis is considered girth, G-I-R-T-H. So some men have a thick girth, and some men have a narrower girth. It's all good, okay? Some men have a longer shaft, and some men have a shorter shaft. So you just have to be aware of that, and it is a myth. Oh, black guys have bigger genitalia, or, you know, this, that, the other, or whatever. You can tell by the size of their thumbs or the size of their toes. These are myths. Because trust me, you go along on that and you might be in for a rude awakening. I have met some men with very small hands and feet and have some monster dicks. And I have been with some really tall guys with big toes and hands that have some little stubby dicks. And I'm just like, what's wrong with this picture? We have to, from the position of a submissive or a slave in service to a dominant, you have to fall in love with your dominant's genitalia. So you kind of have to be pleased with what you get. So as you unzip the pants and slide down the briefs or boxers, think of it as a little gift, as a little surprise, you know, because whatever you get, that's what you're going to work with, and you're going to work the hell out of it. Okay. Let's talk about, we're continuing about the individuality in males. Okay, so they will look different. So, like I said, don't be surprised if they're big or small or dark or light. Some men, the color of their penis is not even the color of their regular skin. It's kind of two-toned. Also, smells. Now, all men are different depending on various factors, body chemistries or whatever. Some men might have a smell that's pleasant to you. It might be a sweet, inviting smell. Some men might have a more of a acidic, soury smell, sour-like smell, that kind of gives you a rancid kind of reaction. And some males might have a smell that's a little bit in between, not revolting, but not appetizing either. So don't be surprised at that. That's dependent upon a male's hygiene and his body chemistry, what he's eating and that kind of thing. Also, taste. No two men will taste alike. And taste will vary on a man, you know, so it depends on what he's eating. So if he has too much garlic in his life, his semen and cock, his pre-cum and all that may taste a little garlicky or oniony or salty. If they eat a lot of sweets and sugars, then it may be sweet. You have to kind of figure out if you might like garlic. Maybe you love the taste of garlic and that might just float your boat. Or maybe you have a sweet tooth, you know. Or maybe you prefer it salty. So I personally am more prone to the sweet variety. I can deal with salty. Doesn't make me happy, but I can deal with it. Garlic, I cannot do. When I taste them and it tastes like garlic, I can't do it. I have a very sensitive gag reflex, and I'm very olfactory. Like, I'm really into smells and tastes. Like, I am hyper aware of that. So, at that point, you know I have to speak to my master about altering that. And this is easily taken care of. These things that we're talking about, smells and tastes, are easily taken care of with a few tips. Also, the male dominant might have certain likes and dislikes. None of them really, you know, some guys like the same things and some guys don't. Some guys like you to use all lips and no teeth. Some guys like you to nibble a little bit on the head. Some guys like you to deep throat it. They want to feel the head of their cock at the back of your throat. Some guys like you to gag. It gets them off for some reason. I don't know. I don't have a cock to shove down anybody's throat. Well, I do, but I don't have a cock on my body in which I can shove to the back of someone's throat. So I don't particularly understand what that feels like or what's the appeal of that. But having been on the other side, I know that is definitely a like of some dominance. Some dominance, you know, like you to lick and tease, you know, and as I said before, some like you to nibble up and down. Never bite. Well, then again, there might be some people that actually might like biting. But you have to find out what it is that your dominant is wanting. So, you know, but don't be surprised. Like I said, everyone is different. You can't take the techniques that you used with dominant A and use it on dominant B because they just might not like it. So you have to develop your own for this particular dominant and treat each one as an individual. Okay, let's talk about developing your technique. First of all, you want to spend time exploring your dominant's genitalia. You know, just when you guys are perhaps laying in bed or on the couch watching TV or in a time when your dominant's just sitting down and relaxing and he doesn't have to particularly worry about you and you're just spending time acquainting yourself with the cock. It might help if you name it. Okay, it's like a person. You're getting to know the person. Maybe you can ask your master, what does he want you to call his cock? And then that way you can start thinking of it as an individual and you can refer to it and all that kind of thing like that. Maybe that will help you get acquainted and explore. So you spend time just while they're not doing anything, okay? And you explain to your dominant that this is not going to result in coming. Okay, this is just an exploration. This is just so that you can become familiar and get acquainted. It's not going to result in oral sex that will make them come. That's not, it may, but it's not your intent. So please don't expect that. Just please go about what you were doing, watching TV, reading a book, or whatever it is that you're doing. And I just want to have my face in your special place. And while you're there, you might just want to touch it in your hand, rub it across your lips, rub it across your nose, bury your face in that spot just so you can acquaint yourself with the smells of it. You might want to take a tentative taste or two just so you can get the taste. Another thing I forgot to tell you about individuality. I particularly have a problem with hair. as I said before, I have a very sensitive gag reflex that I'm working on, and I've gotten it so far, but there's a thing about hair. I don't like a lot of hair, I guess because of traumatic experience I guess I had, and hair got caught, but I felt like I was having a bad time, but hair gets caught in the back of your throat. For me, that's very annoying, and it sets off my gag reflex like crazy, because it's not kind of, hair kind of sticks and it doesn't want to go down. You have to go get water. For me anyway, I have to go get water and wash it down. But I don't like a lot of hair. It is known, you know, physiologically, you guys know that I have my health science degree, and I was a sex ed teacher for a very long time. So, but going back to these days, I want to tell you that hair, naturally, what happens is bacteria on the body congregates on the hair shafts. Then they excrete. They eat whatever it is they're eating, and then they excrete with heat and moisture. And the excretions that produces smells. So if that's why a lot of people shave. If you shave, there's no hair for the bacteria to grow on or proliferate on, and therefore excrete down the shaft of the hair, and therefore you won't get a lot of stinky smell. You'll still get wetness, but you won't get a lot of that stinky smell. It'll minimize some of that. So I personally don't like hair, but you might run into a dominant that's very hairy. Hairy on the thighs, hairy on the pubes, hairy on the balls. So hairy that it might even start coming up the shaft of the penis. Hairy asshole. You just might be a very hairy man. If this is a block for you, an obstacle for you, maybe you can ask your dominant to shave. Okay. Maybe he won't shave the thighs, but ask him to, you know, as a part of your service to help you become more comfortable and to make it more appetizing for you. Perhaps he could shave his balls, the base of his cock, his pubes, and if he's really, you know, and get around near his asshole. Now, a lot of guys might think that's gay, or I can, but, you know, if you have a dominant whose thighs rub together, or who's thicker down, you know, overweight, or something like that, hair and sweat does not create an appetizing environment. If they want you to get down there and start sucking cock or be ready to suck a cock at the drop of a hat or whatever, then they need to also have a responsibility to make that environment pleasing. Unless you're in a situation where they don't give a fuck and you have no control and you are a dirty sex slut, and the more unpleasant for you, the better, then that's different. But if you have a sensual dom, one that likes head and wants to receive it more, they do have a responsibility to their submissive enslaved to keep themselves hygienic and also to care about your comfort. Okay, so you went, oh, and there's another thing. I'm sorry for jumping back. I just had a thought. You also see different types of penises in the individuality category of being circumcised or uncircumcised. It just depends on what your preference is. I find that I like a circumcised. I find that I like uncircumcised penis for sex because I like that extra skin to give that stretching, stuffing quality during penetration. But for giving head, I find that it's a challenge for me depending on the hygiene of the dominant, because in that environment of an uncircumcised penis, you know, depending on how the male uses the bathroom, etc., urine can get trapped between the glands and the foreskin and create an acidic-y kind of area. It can also create the glands of the penis on an uncircumcised penis emits a substance called schmegma.
Red hot schmegma.
No, that was my Dr. Evil. Anyway, I digress. That schmegma is there to keep the head of the penis moisturized and also is a slight antibacterial. However, if a guy, as you know, doesn't wash it properly or keep that clean, it can create a stinky, smelly little place known as dick cheese, or in the UK, for my UK fans, dick mold. None of that sounds good. What if you're lactose intolerant? Dick cheese doesn't sound good to me. Neither does dick mold. Nobody wants to have a cheesy, moldy cock in their mouth. Well, maybe. Okay, if that's your kink, then okay, that's fine. If you're a dirty little slut slave, then maybe you like dick cheese and you actually find it's a nice little light snack. Okay, so I just wanted to hip you to that, just in case you got down there and be like, wait a minute, Sophie didn't tell me anything about the sausage casing on the cock. Okay, because actually, believe it or not, there are some virgin submissives and slaves out there who've actually never seen a cock in real life, in their face, live, up close. So I don't want to assume anything. I just want to point that out. Now, going back over to developing your technique again, you're spending time with the cock. You've told your dominant that you know, it is your goal and your desire to add this service and be more pleasing, and you want to, you know, you have an obstacle that you need to overcome, and you would like to become acquainted and spend some time with their cock that you have named. Okay? And then you're going and you're spending time with it, you're rubbing it in your face, you're tasting it, you're becoming acquainted. Now, you are a lucky slave if every factor about that genital area works for you. How lucky indeed if the smell turns you on, if the taste turns you on, the size turns you on. Oh my God. You know, if you get wet or hard just being around this cock, then you are one step up. However, if you come across a situation that is less than appetizing to you, Sophie, how do I tell my master that he has sour balls? Oh my God! I can't tell him that. Yes, you can. Of course, you're not going to be like, yo, sour ball jack. You're not going to do that. You're going to sit down with your master and you're going to let them know, I love your cock. I enjoy spending time with your cock. However, there's one little thing that I find that is holding me back from giving exceptional oral service. And I've just noticed that your balls are a little bit sweaty. And, you know, then you can take it from there. Once you get the part out about the balls being sweaty, salty, sour, whatever, you're good. You just want to get it, beat. Humble about it, and you want to not laugh at them. You don't want to get that disgusted look on your face, like, you don't, and you definitely don't want to make the gag noise, like, don't. So, you just want to be sensitive and tactful, because what if they would, you know, how would you want to be told that your cunt or cock stinks? Okay? You don't want to use the word stinks. You want to say stuff like, unpleasant, uncomfortable, less than appetizing. You want to use words that's not going to give them a complex. So every time they go around, they're going to be operating with a, oh my God, do I got sour balls? You want them to be conscious of it, and you want them to make sure that they don't have sour balls if they're going to be interacting with you. But if they should happen to have sour balls, you don't want them to feel like they're closing your legs and pushing you away. Okay, so maybe they have a smegma problem. Maybe their hygiene is just not right where you want. Because maybe they just play a game of racquetball, football, soccer, whatever. And their balls are really salty and sour. You know, if that's not your guy's kink, and if you can't stomach it, you have to say something. But you want to say it in a respectful and sensitive manner, tactfully. If tact is not your forte, then email me. Tell me the situation, and I can, because I can reframe anything. I can make it sound so wonderful. You know, okay. Also, just a little caveat in safety. You need to know what sexually transmitted diseases look like, okay? I recommend that you go online, look up images and pictures of genital warts, pubic lice, which is the crabs, chlamydia, syphilis, all the STDs that you can think of, what it looks like on a male. So that if you happen to see that, you don't go putting your mouth on it. You want to know what herpes looks like. You want to know what all of it looks like. So that before you go putting your mouth on someone's cock balls or whatever. Because someone can have general warts on their ball sack, on their scrotum. You know, or they can have them somewhere. It might not be on their cock, but it might be, you know, they look like skin tags and things like that. So you want to make sure that how you can tell the difference between the skin tag and genital warts. You want to know between a pimple and syphilis. You know, you want to know in raised papillae from cauliflower dick. You know what I mean? You want to know, so don't be naive. Just because it's your master, don't be a fool either. You know, if you're in a new relationship or something like that and you don't know this person, you want to make sure that you know what it looks like. And it's not even improper in a new situation to ask for STD tests with results. But that's another show topic. But familiarize yourself with what that looks like so that if you see that during your time of exploration, you know your GTFO. GTFO, get the fuck out. Okay. I'm not saying get the fuck out if you happen to see that because maybe they don't know. You know, but what you don't want to do is put your mouth on it or your face. You want to bring it up. Okay. Third thing on developing your technique. So we've talked about spending time exploring it. Number two. I'm sorry. I skipped three. I should have been in two. Practice. How am I going to practice it? Tell them. I'm learning, you know, I'm going to attempt to suck it, you know, I'm working on some of my technique, and this may not make you come. I might not be doing it right. Please don't, like, get in there and start dominating me and telling me what this and this, because this might create anxiety. Okay, just tell them, can you just enjoy the feelings that you're getting? And you can practice that way. You can also practice on ice cream cones, you know, licking ice cream. That's a good one. You know, how you use your tongue to lick around the sides, flick it upwards, downwards, around, put your whole mouth on the ice cream cone. You can try it on bananas, carrots, any phallic-shaped thing. I particularly like ice cream cones, but that's just me. Finally, your third way to develop your technique will be to do tongue exercises. Trust me, endurance is the key. What if you got a big dick dominant? Oh my God. Okay? Or what if this big dick dominant takes a long time to come? Or even a regular size dick. Or even if they take a long time to come and they have a small dick. It doesn't matter. What you have to have endurance, because your mouth can get tired, your jaw joints can get tired, your tongue is a very powerful tool. And your tongue is a muscle. So you can stretch it and you can strengthen it. And you just spend some time doing that, sticking it out as far as you can and leaving it there for 5 or 10 seconds, pulling it back in, flicking it up and down. I was always one of those people that could not. You have these people that got all these little tongue tricks. They can do all these little cool little neat things, roll their tongue into a little shoot roll type thing from the sides and all this. I could never do that crap. So if you can do that kind of thing, if your tongue is already flexible, you're starting out with an advantage. Whereas if you don't, if you have a challenged tight tongue like I do, you have to constantly work at sticking it out, pulling back in, sticking it out as far as you can, pulling back in, up and down, increasing the speed of flicking it up and down because you want to be able to stiffen your tongue, make it stiff but soft at the same time, and you also want to be able to flick just the tip of it. Because that can create all kinds of wild sensations on the male frenulum. So flicking just the tip. And it takes concentration. So, you know, you would just sit there and you would practice that. There is this guy, this YouTube video. I'm going to see if I can find it. Who has skills and power with his tongue. I mean, he can flick a towel repeatedly with his tongue. I'm going to see if I can find that and put it in the show notes. But, I mean, oh my goodness. But there are There are other varieties of tongue exercises that you can do, that you can look on the internet and find, but those are some of those that come to mind, are just sticking out your tongue, stretching it, trying to touch your chin, trying to touch your nose, stiffening it, softening it. Basically, what you want to do is stretch your frenulum. You know, it depends on the frenulum underneath your tongue, that little line that connects, the piece of tissue that connects the bottom of your jaw to top up to your tongue is a frenulum. If that's tight, you want to stretch that. So, I just wanted to go over that. So, your practical exercise for this week is to either one, if you have a challenge with giving oral service to a male dominant, you're going to spend this week becoming acquainted with your master's cock, you're going to find out if you have a gag reflex or any of these other problems. You're going to find out if it's a smell problem, whatever your problem is, of why you don't suck the fuck out of that cock. You're going to discover it this week, and you're going to set up a plan to address it. If your master's cock is too thick, there's nothing you can do. Maybe you can work out a way that you work on the head and you have to learn how to use your hands. If they have a taste problem, it's too salty or too garlicky or whatever, you're going to ask them about modifying some of the foods they eat. And you can look that up on the internet, which ones. If it's, because I know you can drink pineapple juice. People say, oh, that might be a myth. It's not an urban myth. It's actually true. And also, if your dominant has a very thick semen, you might want to get them to drink more water, because they don't have enough water in their body to thin that out a little bit for you. So those are some ideas. So you're going to figure out all these things this week. You're going to sit down during your quiet time and think about what your fears are, or, you know, because there's also hidden things that we have in our mind. You know, will they think you're a dirty girl? Will they think you're a slut? Will they think, you know, when these things come back in, and even though we're kinky, they can have an effect on our lives. And you're going to create a plan on how you're going to get over it, be it meditation. You're also going to try desensitization. You can try hypnosis. Erotic hypnosis can help with this. You also could suck it up and get over it. You know what I mean? Hold your breath. You know, sometimes a slave got to do what a slave got to do. If there's nothing, if you've tried everything as far as the taste, sometimes, you know, you just have to fake it till you make it. Spit it out. Have a rag nearby, you know. There's some dominants that I've been around that I couldn't even stand the taste of their semen. And no matter what we did, it was bad. I just had a rag right there. And you just incorporate it into your service, because their eyes are going to be closed half the time. Some guys like to watch. But, you know, you got tricks and techniques of either spitting it out and letting it dribble out the side of your mouth where you're actually not tasting it, or you're spitting into a rag, or if it's dark or whatever where they really can't see. And, you know, there's little tips and tricks. So that's what you're going to do this week. If that's your challenge, you're going to work on that. If you already are fine with the cock, but you just suck at technique, then you're going to study your technique. You're going to practice tongue exercises and all those different things to get your tongue stronger. And if you already have a technique that your master likes, but you just want to do it more, then you're going to work on your service, your routine. You're going to sit down with your dominant and ask them, how important is that to them? What types of situations and ways they want it? Because maybe they might want to be woken up with oral service every now and again. You're going to sit down with them and establish your oral service routine. Maybe he wants you to suck his cock when he comes out of the bath, or when you wash him, or at night, or find out when it is and establish that. And I'll sum it all up again at the end of part two of the next one. But this week, you're going to work on that. So, guys, I try not to keep you any longer, and I'll see you again next time.
You have been listening to Subspace with His Little Sophie. Once again, I would like to thank you for joining us today, and I hope to see you again next time.